Welcome to Radio Tambua, an outreach of ACFA, the Africa Center for Apologetics Research. ACFA equips God's people for the defense of the faith, biblical discernment, and cult evangelism. Let's begin today's message.
In Hebrews chapter 1, we read that long ago, God spoke many times in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in our days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Hebrews chapter 1 not only introduces to us Jesus, who is better and greater than everyone and everything, but introduces him as one who is the very revelation of who God is. Now you may know that the question of revelation is at the foundation of every religion and every Christian faith. Every religion that you come to or think about will always talk to you about religious teaching and rituals that they claim they have received from a god or a certain deity by revelation. This revelation may have come through angels. This revelation may have come through prophets. They may have a sacred religious book they read that they consider to be the source of their revelation. But every religion in one way or another thrives on the foundation of a god or a deity or a divine being that has spoken. This is especially more pronounced in Judaism, in Islam, in Christianity. All these three major religions stand on the foundation of a God who has spoken. The issue of revelation is extremely important to anyone that would join any religion. Because in that revelation, we learn who this deity is. We learn what he wants us to do and to be. We learn the things that please him and don't. And that's basically how religion works. Now, when the writer of Hebrews introduces God, he introduces him as the God who has spoken, the God who is not silent. And he takes us way back to hundreds of years in the Old Testament, where we meet a God who spoke at many times, who spoke in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. That from day one, from the beginning, God has been known as a God who has spoken. In the Old Testament, he spoke to Adam in the Garden of Eden. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Abraham. He spoke to Moses. And in all these speakings, in all these many times that God spoke, he spoke in a variety of ways. Sometimes it was a parable. Sometimes it was a prophecy. Sometimes it was a vision. Sometimes it was a dream that somebody received. Sometimes it was an angelic visit, which was powerful and awesome. And what we learn here is that while God spoke in many ways, at many times, to our ancestors, we are told that he has finally spoken. In these final days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The writer of Hebrews says, and now, in these final days, he has spoken to us by his Son. And what does that mean? That God's Son, whom he goes further to describe as God in and of himself, is the final revelation of God. Now, what does that mean to us? That the ministry of revelation in the Old Testament was never complete. Every prophet received certain revelations of certain aspects of God's master plan. What the prophet Ezekiel prophesied is not necessarily the same that Isaiah prophesied. What was revealed to the prophet Amos is not the same that was revealed to the prophet Micah. Every prophet is given a particular portion of revelation. This revelation is one, but it is given in series, it is given in portions, it is given progressively. None of the prophets had the whole revelation of God at a go or at the same time. We recognize that the Old Testament prophetic ministry was one among men. A ministry that was given to many people, and that is why we have about 17 prophets, 5 major prophets and 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament. It was given to men who were human and sinners. It was given to men who died, and that is why another prophet would come up, because an old prophet would have died. It was captured in bits and pieces. And as much as it was the glorious revelation of God, the writer of Hebrews is saying, in Jesus, better revelation has come. The fulfillment of all these portions of revelations are found in Jesus the Son. The finality of God's revelation is now found in Jesus the Son. And that's why he goes further to tell us that the Son is the radiancy of the glory of God, that he is the exact imprint or representation of the character of God. In other words, he's saying that if you had words or messages from prophets to know who God is, today God has revealed himself not as a message of words, but as a person. If you want the fullest, the final revelation of who God is, he says, look at Jesus. Jesus will radiate his God's glory. Jesus will show you the very character of God. You want to know who God is? Look at Jesus. That Jesus has become the climax of God's revelation. And Jesus, who is the climax of this revelation, is far different from the prophets who spoke to our ancestors. While they were men, Jesus is God. While they were many, Jesus is the one and final revelation of God. While they died, Jesus died and rose again, and he lives forevermore, never to die again. While they were mere prophets, Jesus was more than a prophet. In verse 3, we read that he was also a priest. We read that after he had made purification for the people's sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. And this is not the only place in the Bible where we learn that Jesus is the final revelation of God. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, we are told that for God was pleased to have his fullness dwell in Jesus. That if you want to know the fullness of God, you look at Jesus. In the same book, chapter 2 verses 9 and 10, we read that for in Christ, all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ Jesus, you have been brought to fullness. That Jesus is the climax. It does not get better than him. Once you have found Jesus, you no longer need prophets. You no longer need dreams. You no longer need visions. Because anything you ever want to know about God is found in Jesus. I think by now you are already beginning to see the implications of what the writer of Hebrews is saying. If Jesus is the final and the fullness of God's revelation, what does it mean then, especially for Christians in our day who are going to prophets, who are counting on visions and dreams, who are claiming that God is still speaking to them through some mystical, mysterious messages or ways that are not found in Scripture today? Are you aware that today there are so many people who are putting their Bibles down because they are listening to a prophet or a so-called man of God who claims to be in fellowship with Jesus and knows the mind of Jesus and the mind of God better than Scripture has spoken to us? Do you know that today, even in Uganda alone, we have hundreds of people who are following so-called prophets who claim to know more of God than the Scriptures portray? Some of them claim to even have breakfast with Jesus on the weekends. Some of them claim to be having a better revelation or better visions than even Jesus himself. Some of them even claim that they are greater than Jesus, whom the Bible tells us that he is God's final revelation to the world. You can see the kind of danger we are in because of the false teaching that we have bought into. And usually which happens by the man of God diminishing the identity of Jesus and lifting himself to become the mediator between God and men. Today we have many marriages that have broken because somebody listened to the prophet's revelation against the teaching of Scripture. Today we have many young people that have lost their jobs, that have walked away from their university studies simply because a certain prophet told them that God had called them into full-time ministry before the end of the world. My friends, the message to the Hebrews has never been as timely for us as it is today. That we live in times where we need to understand the nature of God's revelation, but even more importantly, to recognize that we no longer need to go to visions and to prophets and their prophecies, because we are told that those are ways in which God spoke to our ancestors, our forefathers. But now, in these final days, He has spoken to us, not by another man, but by His own Son, the radiance of His glory, the exact representation of God Himself, the one who is not just a prophet, but also a priest who purifies people from their sins, the one whom Paul has told us in Colossians that He is the fullness of God, that in Him God has revealed Himself in bodily form. We read that in the book of John as well, chapter 1. That in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And then in verse 14, John tells us that, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among men. Jesus is described by John as the Word, the message, the revelation. And he tells us that this revelation of God has now come in a human body, in the person of Jesus Christ. And in the person of Jesus, the fullness of God, the beauty of God, the holiness of God, the glory of God has been encapsulated. When you read about the transfiguration of Jesus, that's exactly what we see. A bit of the glory of who Jesus really is revealed to the disciples on the mountain of transfiguration. And they see Jesus in the brilliance and the radiance of His glory. And they are all amazed, because He was not just a man, but He was God in human flesh. And when you understand that, then you realize that this same Jesus has been offered to us in the scriptures, in the holy inspired writings that God through His servants has handed down to us. And every time we open the Bibles, not only do we get the revelation of God, but we get the revelation of who God is through the person of Jesus. The Bible shows us who Jesus as the God-man has become and what He has done. What that means is that any addition to the Bible is a gross error. Any addition to what God has already revealed to us through His Son is a misunderstanding and a misinterpretation of the scriptures. Any replacement of the Bible, whether with a book or a magazine or another false translation, is a gross distortion of God's revelation. Anyone who claims revelation that is above and beyond the Bible is a false prophet. And that's why we are reminded that because in these last days God has spoken to us by His Son, we must listen to Him. Listen to how the writer of Hebrews concludes this section in chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. He says that, "For we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. For the message of God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So what makes us think that we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Himself, then delivered to us by those who heard Him speak? And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever He chose." The writer of Hebrews points a picture and says, if the message given in the Old Testament in these various ways, and especially by the angels, was binding, and if disobedience to this message called for serious punishment, how do you think we shall escape if we neglect such a great salvation that has come through Jesus the Son? This salvation that was announced by the apostles in the New Testament, This salvation that has been confirmed by miracles and wonders and gifts of the Holy Spirit, how shall we escape if we neglect it? Because in Jesus, God's revelation comes to a climax, comes to fullness, comes to finality, and anyone that must know God must know Jesus. There is no other way. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is no other way. To know the Father is to know Jesus. To reach the Father is to reach Jesus. To worship the Father is to worship Jesus. And that's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. That Jesus is superior than any of the prophets, whether in the Old Testament or in the New. That Jesus brings the fullest and finality of God's revelation. Therefore, if you want any revelation from God, come to Jesus. And where do you find Jesus? In the scriptures, in the Bible, not in visions, not in dreams, not in mystical experiences, not even in angelic visitations, by the way. But now, in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. May the Lord bless you so much, brothers. As you ponder this message on the superiority of Christ as their final revelation of God Himself.
To learn more about the Africa Center for Apologetics Research, visit us at africanapologetics.org.